From the Sky News Centre at 9, charges including rape, human trafficking and controlling prostitution have been brought against social media influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate by police in the UK. Romanian courts have ordered their extradition to Britain. Israel's Prime Minister says the chief of Hamas in Gaza, Mohammed Sinwar, has been killed. Benjamin Netanyahu says the younger brother of the group's former leader, Yahya Sinwar, was eliminated in a strike earlier this month.
In the last 2 days, we are making a dramatic turn towards the complete dismantling of Hamas. We are taking away their control over food distribution in the Gaza Strip. This is their money machine, and this is what dismantles their ability to control.
The militant group hasn't confirmed his death. Police have been given more time to question a driver who allegedly ploughed into crowds at Liverpool's trophy parade on Monday. The 53-year-old man's being held on suspicion of attempted murder. Seven people remain in hospital. Thames Water has been fined a record £123 million after investigations into its sewage rules and dividend payouts. It's the largest financial penalty ever issued by the regulator. Erica Popplewell is from River Action and wants Thames Water to be taken under the control of the government.
Within 3 months of a new management of Thames Water, we've seen them taking a £3 billion recovery package and awarding themselves £200,000 of bonus to the new chief executive. I'm not sure what metrics they're using to give themselves that reward, because the environmental performance hasn't improved and customer bills went up.
A former surgeon who admitted sexually abusing hundreds of children in France has been jailed for 20 years. He was accused of 300 separate rapes and assaults in hospitals between 1989 and 2014. And in sport, Chelsea will need a second-half comeback if they're to win the Conference League final. They're 1-0 down to Real Betis in Poland. That's the latest. I'm Leisha McKenna.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now, on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. Digital Blues on Gateway 97.8 with Ashwin Smythe.
Oh, yeah.
A man above, didn't know we had no money, cause we were rich with pure love, trying to stretch $1 million to last us a whole week. Stomachs was growling, my tears was falling down my mama's cheek. I never felt thanks and that from the other side of the track. Looks wasn't that privilege, I had to learn to live with that. I'm not complaining, no, I'm just explaining. I got the blues in my DNA. Oh yeah. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Living life with despair. I came a long, long way just to get right, yeah. The hustle is on in the streets, y'all, of my neighborhood. Corrupt politicians and crooked cops all up to no good. Paranoia got my head on the swivel as the bills keep stacking tall. I'm trying my best to stay legit, y'all, with anxiety pitfalls. I'm not complaining, Lord, I'm just explaining. I got the blues in my DNA. Well, my grandma and grandpa had them, my mama and daddy too. I can feel the pain from the chains that my ancestors been through. Lord, please purify this blood running through my veins. But the blues, the blues in my DNA. Oh yeah.
this life I live. The blues has been a lesson to turn bad into a positive. It's gotta get better, y'all, with self-accountability. The first curse that's been casted on me and my family. I'm gonna look into the mirror with this love from this healing. Keeping the faith with every piece I break of this invisible glass ceiling. I'm not complaining.
Digital Blues, and this week we open the show. First five or six tracks are going to be from artists or bands who managed to win an award or a category or whatever at the 2025 Blues Music Awards that were announced earlier in April. The band we opened with, or the artist we opened with, was Ronnie Baker Brooks. The album Blues in My DNA and the track Blues in My DNA, and the album won Contemporary Blues Album and the track Song of the Year. And the Best Emerging Artist album went to Piper and the Hard Times, and their album Revelation was the one that won the award, and this is the title track.
As you, son, all the glory and attitude didn't get me where I wanted to be. There's more important things in life when it's all about you know me. I had a revelation in my life. Now I get myself together, y'all, and I'm coming back.
got that. Don't forget, don't go so far. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's okay to be who you are and do what you wanna do. There's nothing wrong being yourself. But you gotta respect yourself and respect others too. One thing about it, when others realize that you respect yourself, they will learn to respect you. Listen, do what I did. I had a revelation too.
Yes, Piper and the Hard Times there with the title track of their album Revelation, which was the Best Emerging Artist album at the Blues Music Awards 2025. And of course they followed up the success from last year when they were the winners of the 2024 International Blues Challenge. Well, in the traditional side, a wonderful couple of albums to bring you from the various traditional artists. And we start off with John Primer and Bob Corritore, who won the Traditional Blues Album Award for their excellent album called Crawlin' Kingsnake. And this, from that, is Rosalie Blues.
God knows it wasn't intent to be. Rosie, you dress my kind of way. You got two dimples in your jaw. If anybody else mistreat you, I'd be forced to break the law. Rosalie, Rosalie, you about the only girl I know. From Memphis down to the Gulf of Mexico. Hopefully there's something I gotta tell you whenever I get a chance. If you don't wanna be my woman, I'll be pleased to be your man. Rosalie, Rosalie, you about the only girl I know. Well, I'm walking all the way from Mississippi on my way back to Chicago. Thank you.
not welcome here. But I got to find another woman, someone to feel my care. Rosalie, Rosalie, you about the only girl I love. Why you gone away and left me? Now I'm a lonely man in this world. Let me wake up one morning fine. My baby gone again. That old evening, I feel like going back home. Well, I woke up this morning, feel like going back home. Now if I can't find my baby, somebody sure gonna bury me while it's getting that old evening. I feel like going back home. It's getting that old evening. Woo, child, I feel like going back home. Seems like my baby ought to stop though. Oh, me no way. It's getting that old evening. I feel like going back home. Sit down here, sit down and blow my horn. If I wake up one morning fine, my baby gone wild and skin. That old evening, I feel like going back home. I've been to the street, you know I, and I don't mind crying, I'm leaving here.
Yes, first we heard from John Primer and Bob Corritore from the Crawling Kingsnake album, the track Rosalie Blues, and that was the traditional blues album of the year at the BMAs. And then we heard from John Primer, who won the traditional blues artist accolade, and the track that I played was Muddy Waters' Walkin' Blues from John's album that came out just a month or so ago, Grown in Mississippi. An album that I absolutely loved came out in March 2024, and it was by Sue Foley, the Canadian guitarist and singer, and she has won the album Acoustic Album Award plus the Coco Taylor Award for Traditional Blues Female Artist. And from that wonderful album, One Guitar Woman, this is Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie. Thank you.
ago in Alabama, a little country town. Georgiana, a black man played blues out on the street. Box of pennies by his feet. While a white boy watched every day, he said, "Old man, can you teach me to play? I bet you never heard of T-Todd Payne. Never got rich or had a famous name. Country music wouldn't be the same except for an old blues man, T-Todd Payne." The kid watched his fingers playing licks, copied his rhythms, learned his tricks, studied hard. History. Songs about folks trying to get by sounded so lonesome you could cry. Some make millions, others hardly any. Just a bottle of tea and a box of pennies. I bet you never heard of T-Todd Payne. Never got rich or had a famous name. Country music wouldn't
three tracks from three more winners at the 2025 BMAs. First of all, Sue Foley from her album One Guitar Woman, Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie, and that was the acoustic album of the year. And she also won the Coco Taylor Award for Traditional Blues Female Artist. Then we had Keb Moe from his album from 2015, Blues Americana, and Do It Right. And Keb Moe won the Acoustic Artist of the Year, Accolade. And of course, he has a great album coming out with Taj Mahal at the end of this month. And then finally, we had Shemakaya Copeland, who, with her fabulous album Blame It on Eve on Alligator Records, won the Album of the Year for the BMAs. And the track I played, T-Tot Payne. Well, we change tone and change mood. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the tracks from some of the BMA winners, and congratulations to them all. Such a shame that there's no winners from outside the North American continent, but that's the way it always is. That's the Blues Foundation's aim, is to keep the blues a uniquely American form of music. Such a shame. But there we are. Just to prove the point, here's some French music from the Blue-Footed Boobies, from their album of the same name, and they will be representing France at the IBC in 2026. This is Shake Your Booty. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. try me.
tracks there to blow the cobwebs away. We started off with a track from the Blue-Footed Boobies from their album of the same name that came out a little while back now. Shake Your Booty, the name of the track, and they will be representing France at the 2026 International Blues Challenge. And then a gentleman who represented France at the 2024 IBC, got to the final, Nico Wayne Toussaint, and a track called Wanna Try Somebody, originally from his album From Clarksdale With Love, but now appearing as one of the tracks on Blues on France, which is an album that's been put out, a compilation album being put out by France Blues to encourage festivals and gigs generally to book French acts. Some very good acts on there too. That was followed by Mark Easton from Australia, his album Nothing Sacred that came out last year, and his great version of A Spoonful. And then finally, the James Oliver Band from Frantic, which also came out last year, and Blackwood Bop. And James continues his absolutely insane level of gigs, gigging practically every day of the week, every week of the year. But a fabulous guy to watch, catch live if you haven't seen him. Do if you have seen him, well, you won't need encouraging to go and see him again. And next up, a track from one of the albums of the month, IBBA albums of the month, and this is from Southern Avenue. It's their debut release on Alligator Records, and it's called Family, and this is the opening track called Long Is the Road.
Long is the road, the same.
And what she's
living on is best, and as she likes to creep.
two great tracks to finish us off today. First of all, from the IBBA's Pick of the Month for May 2025, one of the albums, Southern Avenue and Family and Long Is the Road. And then from the Texas Horns featuring Ange Kagutz and Anson Funderburg, the album that came out in 2023, just called The Texas Horns, and Never By My Soul. And that's all I've got time for. I will leave you with this track from the Bob Lanza Blues Band from their album called Breadman's Blues, and this is Roller Coaster. Thanks for your company. I'll be back same time next week. Bye for now.
Your mobile apps on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.
From the Sky News.